So when I go back to Donegal and I talk to my constituent who simply can't heat her home, I'll tell them, don't worry, Simon says we're going to get back into the normal rhythm of things in a couple of years. Closer to an election, no doubt. Closer to an election, because that's what you do, don't you? Plenty of promises in the run-up to an election. First thing after an election, promise after promise after promise broke. And the reality is you brought forward a budget here that had inflation rates nearly half of what they are currently. So things are worse off. That is why people in wheelchairs were outside the Dáil today. That is why they are coming up in the middle of a storm, saying to government, saying to you, Simon, that they need support, that they need emergency supports this winter. You need to hear the pleas of nearly half a million people who can't heat their homes at this point in time. Or is the message, it's okay, we'll get back into the normal rhythm of things. Buckle up, tighten your belt, it's okay, you know, it'll be okay in a couple of years closer to general election.
That's not the message at all. And you and I rightly discuss the issue of fuel poverty and energy prices in this House regularly, as we should. And what I say to the people is that we've taken a number of measures to assist with the cost of energy, including the reduction in the VAT rate at 9%, a real budgetary cost that we decided to prioritise. No, but we did decide to do that, Pierce. But we did we or did we? Just, we'll have lots of time. We're going to have lots of time, and it just gets a bit tiresome when you just shout me down. And, you know, interjecting. So in the little bit of time for the people watching at home, I get a bit of time to speak, and then you get a bit of time to speak. I want people to know that we took a decision to reduce the VAT rate on people's energy bills, and we took the decision to make sure that's in place for a number of years. We took the decision to make sure more people qualify for the fuel allowance than ever before. We took the decision to increase the fuel allowance. We took the decision to make sure working family payment recipients can benefit from the fuel allowance as well. But we also took the decision to invest significantly in things that working people in Donegal and right across the country ask us to do, in relation to children's services, disability services, education, health, in childcare, money into capital state-led childcare facilities for the first time, extending the renter's tax credit, which was due to expire. We have taken real decisions, and it is just budget 105.